Project Victory Gardens is a growing force for good in South Carolina agriculture. I'm Mike Davis. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. He is here to tell us a little bit about Project Victory Gardens. What's it all about, Commissioner?
Well, you know, Mike, they are a growing force for good. Good way to put it. I've enjoyed our relationship with Matthew and Kara Rutter up there at Victory Gardens outside in Anderson County. Very impressive operation centered on helping veterans transition out of the military service and find those who are interested in an agriculture career and set up opportunities to really help facilitate that. So, very worthwhile effort, and we've been happy to support them. Real happy that they just got a nice grant from USDA, their Ag Bets program. So this is something that will have a very valuable service in South Carolina since we have so many veterans in our state.
That's right. That's right. What are some of the programs that Project Victory Gardens is promoting, Commissioner?
All right, well, there's several. They do a boot camp, which is a short training program, 2 to 4 days, depending on the particular application, teaching some of the skills they need to, you know, actually the basic skills about starting up a farm. Mm-hmm. What I was impressed with when I was out there is their internship program, where they bring veterans out, and I didn't realize this, that the military will pay a service person in their last 6 months. They'll be on the military payroll, but they can go out and find an internship to help them transition after their career. And this is one of them that they provide there at the Project Victory Gardens.
Gotcha.
We do an outreach fair. They do an outreach fair helping connect veterans with all sorts of resources and organizations. They can help them, and they do other types of incubators and whatnot. So really a broad scope that they're trying to do, and I've been impressed with them and think they'll have tremendous success now with this extra support from the USDA grant.
Well, it sounds terrific, and you're right. It seems like the intersection between veterans and agriculture just continues to grow, and this is just one of the ways that it continues to move forward.
That's right, and this is a big month. In a few days, they'll have on the 13th, they'll kick off the new program, you know, these new programs we're talking about, and on the 14th, they'll have Fall Fest, and you can put up, if you would, put up their website, Palmetto Vets, VETSINAG.org.
We will have that as well on our website at sfntoday.com. Sounds like a terrific initiative, Commissioner, and I know this is something that's near and dear to your heart to see this kind of work going to bring veterans, because who better than a veteran, someone that served their country, they can continue to do that through agriculture.
Well, you're right, and I think it's a great match for those veterans who want to get involved in agriculture and for our agricultural operations that are in need of that next generation of management. Who knows, this could facilitate some things beyond what the Project Victory Gardens is aiming to do. So that's my optimistic outlook on how it can serve agriculture as well as our veterans.
Palmetto Vets in Ag.org. Once again, that is the website for more information. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.